Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 7th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Webb. We've prepared this message on the road today in a hotel in Columbus, Ohio. And just a special note, we are on a trip to the Midwest for two family reunions next week in Oklahoma, and we'll be visiting friends and families all along the way. Today's message will be read, for the most part, by Brooksine, and is a bit more story than exposition, admittedly, but there is a spiritual truth. It concerns her memory of the only out-of-town motel trip she made as a child. I'll read the scripture text today, and then I'll let her share the story. There's two of them, John 3, verse 21, and 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
I was raised in a big family, so anytime we traveled as children, we stayed overnight with relatives, not in a motel. Except for one memorable time. Mom and Dad, Elaine, Jody, and I piled into our green Comet with an added air conditioner my dad had proudly installed for the trip, and we headed to Dallas, Texas. We'd saved up a lot of money so we could enjoy Six Flags Over Texas, the theme park that was still in its infancy stage in the 60s. After visiting the park all day, we stayed overnight at a motel for the first and only time in my childhood. It was one exciting time. Up to this point, we had only swam in muddy farm ponds, lakes, and creeks. But after we rented a single room at the bargain motel, we swam in a real swimming pool. We had a ball swimming for many hours into the night, and they even had a light at the pool, which was really neat to swim after dark. But finally, the pool closed, and we headed into our room for the night. After we fell into a sound sleep, a shrill scream awakened the whole family. Bracing for the worst, we suddenly jumped out of bed to see what horrible thing was taking place. Mom declared that we were all to get dressed immediately and to pack up the suitcases. We had to spend the rest of that hot summer night in Dallas sleeping upright in the stifling, hot, cramped car. So much for the air conditioner in a car with no engine running. What was the big problem? Mom had gotten up in the middle of the night and turned on the bathroom light. Out of seemingly nowhere, despicable roaches of all sizes and varying speed zoomed back and forth on the bathroom floor. She had a conniption fit and declared in a voice that couldn't be reasoned with, "We're not going back to Tulsa with a suitcase filled with roaches so they can breed and live in our house." No siree. We may have been poor, but we weren't dirty. And to Mom, roaches were equated with dirtiness. I wonder now if Mom asked for a refund on our motel bill.
In the Gospel of John, he made an association between the scripture and the scurrying roach observation that Brooksine shared. In John 3:21, we read again our daily text, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." Now, roaches are not necessarily evil, although I sure wouldn't care to have them as pets. They're just creatures doing what they were created to do, however distasteful we may find it. They live and do their deeds in the darkness. That's not God's design for God's special creation. We were created to live in His light. A foundational aspect of the redemptive work of Christ is marvelously described in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, our second daily text. I'll read it again. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." The next time you see a roach, consider the contrast of light and darkness. Remember, God calls you to live in His wonderful light.
Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the great deliverance and transfer that took place when I surrendered my heart to you. You delivered me from the dominion of darkness and transferred me into the kingdom of your Son, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now I walk in the light of Jesus and his kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Help me never to forget the great rescue, the deliverance, and the change that you brought into my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. As mentioned, we are on our family vacation, headed out to Oklahoma, where we will have two separate reunions, one with Brooksine's family, another with mine. Let me point out, it turns out that the very first full night Brooksine ever spent in an out-of-town hotel was on her honeymoon in Joppa, Missouri, on the way to Table Rock Lake, where we spent another couple nights. That was a big deal back then. Now it seems like the kids have to travel overseas or exotic two-week vacations, but many, at least in our day and age, it seemed, took the shorter, closer trips. We do have several photos up today of our trip yesterday to the Ohio State Fair. Whenever we're out of town, we try to make the most of our journey and some stops along the way, and we all enjoy fairs. In fact, later in the trip, we'll visit a fair in Indianapolis. We expect the Indiana State Fair. But we have some photos up of our trip to the fair yesterday, if you're interested. Don't have any music today, in part it's just because of the difficulty of preparing these messages from a hotel room. In fact, you might have heard the ice machine. We're in a room right next to the ice machine, and all morning long, people have been apparently filling ice, coolers, I suppose, and taking ice.
But the good news is we have not found one sign of a roach in our motel.
Amen. We're in a nice, clean hotel. We're in a kind of hotel that would be considered by most today medium type range, or probably even lower, given the many styles higher than this, but so much nicer than the ones we shared in childhood. I have a memory I'll share right now as I close the message, not related at all to any spiritual truth, at least that I can think of right now. I'm not sure I ever shared this with Brooksine, but we did make one childhood trip down to Dallas, Texas as well, and what I remember most about the trip was how excited I was that they put this bumper sticker on your car that said, "I was at Six Flags Over Texas."
Yeah, that's right.
And I know my dad wasn't too crazy about that, but he knew how excited I was. It was probably sixth grade. And I just thought that was the catch me out, that I'd be going back to Missouri and people would see that my car said, "I have been to Six Flags Over Texas." I don't think bumper stickers were new coming back then, was the other thing. Well, we're having a chuckle. Thank God for the joy of living for Christ. May God bless you as you faithfully serve him and live in his light. Hey, I should point out, we're at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Friday, the 7th of August, 2009, and we will be preparing these messages on our trip, but not necessarily every day. We hope to get one out Monday, but probably miss several next week as well. Part of it's being on vacation, but part of it is it's just a lot more effort to prepare these messages on one single laptop. We're used to two machines working together. We share a laptop here, so we take longer to prepare it in that way, plus just the klutziness of a smaller machine. Hey, blessings to you today. Again, live in the light of Christ.